Howdy, freelancers, consultants, digital nomads, anybody looking to build a business of their own so that they can live the kind of life that you want. So this is the Ask Rez show, where you ask your freelance and business questions and I answer them. So today's question comes by way of Twitter, I think. I can't remember. It might be Twitter or Facebook. And they essentially wanted to remain anonymous, so I respect that. The question is automation necessary to grow your freelance business? My short answer is absolutely not, but it helps. And I think it comes by way of a place in which, for one, I talk a lot about automation, whether it's email automation or development or just in business process. But also, I think it comes by way of, you know, as you grow your freelance business as a solo business owner, do you need automation in order to grow the business? Or do you just go out and hire and still perform those manual tasks? So either way, I feel that at least from my perspective, automation has helped me grow my business, but it's not that I wouldn't have grown anyway, if that makes some sense, right? Hopefully I can clarify this here with just a little bit of a story of how I use automation, you know, and how I think about it. And with that, instead of thinking about automation as this big, complex behemoth, right? Because I think that's what a lot of people think about. Think of it as something that connects two actions together to make your life easier, right? I mean, we all now have, or most of us have, you know, Amazon Echo or a Nest thermostat, right? These sort of things make our lives easier because, well, now we don't necessarily have to get up and walk across the room to turn the thermostat up. We just say the words, right? So that's how I look at automation. Just how do you chop and save seconds in a day? Because let's be honest, instead of walking across the room to change the thermostat, I much rather stay put and play with my son, right? So as an example related to business, when I started freelancing, I would meet people for sales meetings at their office, at a coffee shop, or at restaurants, and I used Evernote to jot down my notes. And I had this template inside a particular sales notebook inside of Evernote, where I would put, you know, I'd basically on each note, I would put the names of the people in the meeting, the time and place of the meeting, a summary of the project, how I was introduced to them as a lead, and a nice big blank section for the meeting notes, right? And in the beginning, I would really just copy the last meeting template, right? The filled out template, and craft a new note by pasting it back into a blank page. And then I'd have to go and remove the filled in information from the previous meeting, basically taking me, you know, 5 or 6 minutes to really do each and every time prior to the next meeting. Well, after about 5, 6 times of doing this, I said, this is tedious and it just plain sucks, right? Like there's gotta be a better solution for this. So after spending about 15 minutes, I landed on using Zapier to read my Google Calendar for an event title that contained the word sales in it, and automatically create a blank note inside that proper notebook in Evernote and do all of this an hour prior to the meeting. Now, every sales meeting that I had after that, I would have already the note ready to go, right? And I didn't have to fumble around myself or have to remember to do this. All just by connecting Google Calendar and Evernote together, right? I saved myself 5 or 6 minutes for every single sales meeting after that. And yes, it may not seem like a lot of time, but if I had 20 sales meetings in a month, that saved me over an hour and a half, right? So the minutes add up really quickly. And we have a finite amount of minutes, right? automation really is, like I said, a big word for, well, it's saving time, right? And when a business saves time, then profits can increase. And when profits increase, your business is growing, hopefully, right? Now, did I have to connect Google Calendar and Evernote? No, not at all. Would my business grow if I hadn't? Yeah, sure. But adding that tiny piece to the puzzle into my business created an opportunity of work, or an opportunity of time rather, that wasn't there before, right? An opportunity to get there 5 minutes earlier, grab a cup of coffee for everyone else in the meeting, right? This added that layer of personal care and attention that I want to do for my business to my potential clients and my clients as well, that most people don't do. So I hope this was helpful. I hope you got a little bit of a tidbit out of it. If you want to know what that recipe was, I'd be happy to share it with you. Just reach out and I'll go ahead and make that available for you. So until next time, it's your time to live in the feast.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.